All right, we're doing the rush.
On the sugya of Rava's boy. He caught the other vlo amduim. So the rush says that there's no nafkamina for Nezek and Sheves. Nezek is no nafkamina because it's going to be the same, because it's the whole guf. It doesn't matter whether you calculate the guf at once or ever. But by Sheves, he says what? Says Sheves is no nafkamina either. Why? Because it's poshut that you have to give him Sheves for each for the time between each month. Go ahead. Right, because every hakah between before chersho, he's roy to do work after. So you see, that's the Sheves. You have to give him. You give him to meyado for the arm, and then Sheves for the work he's able to do with without the arm. And that makes no difference whether you do one omed or many omdinas. There's not going to be any difference going to the rush. You'd be chayav either way. Ubeshvil ichar ashuma. Is that what we're up to?
Yeah.
And because we waited, just because we waited to do the shuma, he's going to lose out on Sheves that he was owed. We always go back. Basin always goes back to the chavala. It never matters when you make the omed for Sheves. It's no different than if the guy just lost his arm and 2 weeks later came to Basin. They go back to the original time when he lost the arm and they make the omdin of Sheves. It's simply he just looks at it as an ichor. That's it. Nothing has happened other than time passing.
Why don't you say anything about it, Sarah and Boches?
Well, let's see. So there's no nafkamin at all. Continue. So now he changes the girsa, right? Like Tosus, that tsar goes, tsar ripoy goes with tsar and boshes. Go ahead. Now it's also pashut, like Israf is saying over here. That it is, he does say it's the same thing. It's pashut that you pay the tsar, ripoy, and boshes for every maka. Why? He should be pater for what he was chayev because he made him a cherish. That doesn't make any sense. Right? Yeah, what's that, Kasha? If you mevayish is a cherish, they say that what? Still chayav for boshes. Why would you think not? That's not our concern right a second. But he's saying certainly he has tzar and ripoy. But he's not a cher. He's not mevayish. It's not a case of mevayish or cherish.
Then neither as far there would have been that he can't pay a cherish.
That what?
In other words, that if somebody's a cherish, you like never pay him for any of these things.
Right.
He doesn't feel the embarrassment that he felt back then.
No, he's not saying that.
No, because if he was...
He's bringing a riot that you have to pay the guy.
Right.
Right? Now what? I mean, if you say a cheresh, if you mevayish a cheresh, you're not a chayav to pay him, you might say that what? That a cheresh is not a bal din of that type of a payment. Is that what you mean to say?
Yeah.
So right now he's a cheresh. Maybe you'll say that right now he's a cheresh, and the cheresh has no claim on that type of a payment.
I'm calling that whether the cheresh is embarrassed or not embarrassed.
So he's saying, if you mevayesh a cheresh and he can take you to din and you chayav to pay him, certainly anything that you do to make a guy a cheresh, you can be chayav to pay. There's no patur of cheresh. Go ahead. The ode. So what kind of argument is that? Sometimes going to come out. If you're going to say that chad umdana means you're putter from the tsar, and what? What is he counting over here? Tsar and the boshas? Is he getting ripoy too? Yeah. If you're going to say that you're putter from tsar, ripoy, and boshas, the chad umdana, so then it would come out that a guy might be better off to finish the guy off, make him a cherish. Because if you put him in such a terrible state, but not in the state of Cheresh, so he's going to be chayav for a lot of Nezek, and a lot of Tzar Ripoy and Boshas. Shevis is, right? Shevis is the same. But if he makes him into a Cheresh, so now he's just going to have to pay a little more Nezek. That little more of Nezek might be less than all the Tzar Ripoy and Boshas. So, huh?
His argument is like, should it be this way?
What kind of an argument is this? What kind of an argument is this? Yeah. Well, and then he says also, we already said earlier that you pay them all the Mokum Nezek anyway. So you see Nezek, and these payments are completely independent. Can't say that the Nezek is going to affect how you pay these other things. They work independently of Nezek. All right. Go ahead. So it can't be the question can't be if you're chayav to pay Tzar, Ripoy, and Boshas. That can't be the question. The question of Chada Umdana or Chada Chada can't be a question of am I Pater from Tzar, Ripoy, and Boshas or am I chayav from Tzar, Ripoy, and Boshas? Everybody says you're going to be chayav from Tzar, Ripoy, and Boshas. Now, what are the fronts that he's attacking it on? It's interesting. He's attacking it from three planes. Right? Three-prong attack here. Three-prong attack. First of all, he's saying that the Cheresh is a bar hochi of these things. Which you see, if you deafen a guy, even if a guy is deaf, he's a bar hochi of Bosha, certainly a bar hochi of Tzar and Ripoy. So there's no patur in terms of the Gavra that's Tovea. Right? Secondly, he says he's learning this Inyan as a din of Mominus. It's apparent. He's learning it as a chi of mamonis. So he's saying, in that sense, it's not possible to say that a maisa hamachay of mamon is going to be a maisa that's marviach. It's contradictory to the whole. It's contradictory to the idea of the of a chayav of a maisa of a maisa hamachayav. Can't be. Can't be.
It couldn't have been mechayav nezek even.
Apparently, he's learning that the system of Nezek is a din of the whole inyan of Chovel is a din of it's a system of Tashlumei Mamon. So he's saying it can't be. How could it be in a system of Tashlumei Mamon? That you're going to do a Maisa that you're going to be Marviach from? How can you be marviach in a maisa? If the ikur of the institution is a system of tashlume mamon, how could it be something how could it come out that you'd be marviach by doing something whose nature is to be mechayev mamon? I'm not sure if I can put my finger on the argument. But he's saying it's preposterous. He's saying in the given the nature of this thing, it can only be it can't have a quality of being a marviach. The whole institution is to be an institution of tashlumen. Now it's going to come out that the guy is having a savings by being a chovel. The whole point of the Tashlumen, maybe he means the whole point of Tashlumen is Knas. So how could it be that the guy's going to be Marviach by doing it? That would undermine the whole institution. The whole institution is payments Keneged your Isser. Now it's going to come out that going to come out, the guy would have a savings if he would do an extra thing. It undermines the whole system that the paying of the mamon is keneged your maisa. Now it's going to come out your savings of mamon will be keneged your maisa. Right? It breaks the whole connection between the mamon and the maisa. It undermines it. It turns it upside down. Right, you're going to say what you do is so bad. We're going to make you pay for doing it. Right? That can't, that's not commensurate with, it's not possible to allow for a case where we'll say, in this case though, if you do it, you save money. Then that breaks the whole identity of the mammon, breaks the whole identity of the mammon as an expression of the, of the chovah, the expression of the of the iser. It's a powerful argument now that I think about it. Isn't it a powerful argument? All right, and the third front is what? The third front is what? What was the third one? Oh, the third one was right, that the payment itself is independent. No, so one is in terms of the baldin, one is in terms of the whole institution of these payments, the institution of the whole system of tashlumin, and the other one is this particular. Right? Gets it on three levels. The gavra, who's the baldin, the nature of the subject matter, the relationship of the mammon and the maiso, and this independent and the nature of this particular chiyuv. It's a thorough job. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, what's the book of Nezek argument?
That tzara has nothing to do with Nezek. The mechayev of paying tzara has nothing to do with Nezek. The mice and Nezek. Because you pay it shalom mokam Nezek. I mean, mokam Nezek. That you can't say that a payment of Nezek is ever going to affect. That's what you're saying. The payment of Nezek doesn't affect the payment of Tzar. Even though you chayev Nezek here, you're going to be chayev the Tzar. So what do you say? Because I'm chayev more Nezek, now I'm going to be putter from the Tzar. Go ahead. So what is the question? So the only question is, do we evaluate them wholesale or piecemeal? Wholesale or retail? What's doing? Okay. All right. So, yes, yeah, so the only question is in terms of the shuma, right? Do you do a shuma of all of the things at once or each one individually? Go ahead. Dugma l'davar pek ha-shoel. Gabi chatsiva de tamri. Chada chada mizdavni b'chamshin. Agava dodi mizdavni b'chamshin nechi chada. So, it's like that case in Bar Mitzvah. If you, guy stole a bushel of, stole 50 dates. Right? Stole 50 dates. So, the price of a package of 50 dates is 49. But if you'd sell them one at a time, it'd be 50. Right? So, Gemara says you pay 49. Well, if he's not a retailer, you pay 49. So in other words, the point is what it means in the dugma, that when you do a shuma on things together, it comes out cheaper. Yeah. Oh, well, benezek afilu chilek muat kezeh ein beinayim. So he regards it as a very small chilek. Kishamin kol eva lefishav yov. Yeah. So what's his question of this? What's the two sides? Each maisa is apparently its own mechayev. Right? I mean, he's not looking at it in any way like we were learning Rashi the other day. He's not looking at it in any way like there's a sum of like there's a build up of in a qualitative change. Right? Each one is fixed. Each maisa fixes its own chiyuvim. And you're not going to say because you're kona kulu at the end of the day that you don't pay the shavas from before. Right? You do. So what's the question? And it should be double pasha. Why isn't it pasha you go chada chada? I mean, for him, it should be pasha you go chada chada. What's the question of you? What's the question? Like this. Can you sum it up? It seems like, what's the matter with your neck? Yeah. There's not much, the Rush doesn't really explain it that much, the reasoning for each side. But maybe it means that he does compare it to the Chatziva de Tamri. Chatziva de Tamri is good when you say there's like there are entities that you can sum up. Right? You can sum up an entity. Can't sum up Maisa. Right? Can't sum up Maisa. Anyone learning Yoredea? Yeah? Okay. Oh yeah, you're doing your day. So that's what they say. You're like if the 10 stores. So so you don't say you have like a rove of Maisa. That's the star over there. You don't say there's a rove of Maisa. Since I could have, you say, well, there were 10 possible actions I could have done. So which actions did I do? A rove of the actions. You know, you can't sum actions. Right? But you can sum quantities. You can say you can add substance, you can add quantity. So maybe that's the question of here going to the Rush. That since each Maisa really is Mechayev Mamonus independently, right, that means that in terms of the din of a Hovel, we treat it like we evaluate the Tsar like an entity, right? So can you therefore say at the end that we can sum it up in our Umdana? Since each case is mechayev you to treat the tsar like an entity that you're paying for, so then can I say if I haven't done it yet, I can follow through in the logic of each payment and sum them, treat them really the way that the din is. Treat them like they really are an entity of quantity, to be summed up. Or you say, no, that's how we do it. But really, that's just a method of matching the Maisa Chavala. But the Maisa is independent. You can't take the mechanism that we use to compensate for for what the guy actually experienced, and turn that into an ikar. To treat it like a fixed quantity that you can sum. Since it demands a translation into the realm of Mamonus, can we translate it that way in terms of the Umdana too? Or each separate Mechayev breaks it up and demands its own Umdana. No, it's not a kind. Well, it has to do with the translation of the.
No, I'm saying the ability to translate this. He's looking at it like you're trying to pay him back for, you took something from him. So if you're trying to evaluate each Maisa.
He doesn't seem like he's learning. It's an evaluation of the Maisa.
Oh, I guess that works with the Jordan about that.
In other words, each Maisa Hakka is now Mechayev a Tashlumei Dovar. So then if you have a lot of Tashlumei Dovar, you can be Messiah of them. Or do you say that the Mechayev is always Kenegad the Hakka? The only thing is, the only way we can compensate for it is to use an approximation like this. But it never becomes part of the chiyuv of Tashlum itself. It never really has a full din of Tashlum like real mamonos. Okay.
Because it's not in the normal.
Like the Gemara says, because the Machayev is the Tsar. It's really connected to the Tsar. The guy experienced those things. You can't. This is just a way of being connected to the Tsar. Okay. What's the Machlokas? Yeah. So can we say anything about the Machlokas Rashi and the Rush? Rashi and the Rush. Well, I think, Daniel, I think you had something over there. But it seems that what, in general, right? It seems like the Rush is working with an idea. Well, let's take Shavas. What about Shavas? All of these.
Completely different than the
Yeah, I mean, he definitely holds each mice as his own thing. So you get the sense from the rush that he holds more, that these payments are more like a din of tashlumen than keneged the shame of the gavra. And therefore he says, you can't, how are you going to undo a chi of tashlumen by being, by causing more damage, how do you undo a chi of tashlumen?
But that's just because, it's the only way that, when you hit the guy first, then you both suck. And then, in the second hit, the only way that you could affect the first tsar, it's over by now, is if you're viewing the tsar as related to the
nezik. The nezik.
Because then once you say, okay, fine, put the extended this, you start changing around the nezik, then you can, only if you hold that the tsar is dependent on the nezik, the mice are level one. Could it affect it? But if you're two completely independent systems, then they're being...
Right, that's like his second argument. Now you see, you pay tsar for Malkum Nezek. But the argument of you shouldn't be marviach is Mashmali holds that that in din, it's a din of tithe, it becomes a din of, takes on the form of tashlumen. And a system of a form of tashlumen can't be marviach by doing more. What? Rashi seems to hold more in terms of you need a maisa keneged, you need a payment keneged the maisa agavra. So if at the end he qualified himself as a different, he qualified himself by one essential maisa, then you can say that's the maisa he pays keneged and all the accidents that exist as of that maisa. It would cover the gavra. But if you hold that each maisa chavola is mechayev tashlumen for the maisa itself, then doing more, you can't remove old chiyuvei tashlumen. Doing more can redefine the maisa. Can requalify, can redefine the maisa of the mazik. But it's not going to undo damage that was done. It's not going to undo chiyuvim to pay. Right? Pam or viach. That doesn't bother Rashi. Because it's not a system of tashlumen, essentially. It's not really a system of tashlumen. In a system of tashlumen, that would be a kasha. Right? Okay. Yeah. I'm not saying the rush holds the tashlumei nezek are chesser and kiss payments, but halachically that's how they're defined in terms of the payment. You compensate the maisa hezek is defined in terms of what it did. You're paying for the maisa hezek. You're not paying for the shame of the mazik and the gavra. I mean, that really comes down to the question, right? According to Rashi, in terms of the gavra mazik, he can qualify himself, which would overshadow all the prior definitions from the inferior actions. That would remove it. That would remove the dintash. That would remove the tashlumen for those earlier actions. According to the rush, it's each maisa demands its own. You're not paying for the keneged the gavra. You're paying just in terms of the maisa. So once the maisa is done, you can't undo it. You can't remove it in any way. I have to think about it. I don't want to make it. My point is I'm not saying it's a machlokas of the nature of these payments. I think everyone agrees these payments are not really payments of mammon. Right. Definitely, right. I know. Each maisa nezek, according to the rush, each maisa nezek is fixed and is its own mechayev. And now, just coming later, is just a case of waiting to collect on a debt later. It's just an ichor. Nothing qualitatively changed. It's just an ichor. He says, just like so, whenever you come late for a Maisa Nezek, you always pay the Shevis from the Maisa Nezek.
Yeah, but according to Rashi,
it's a change in each Maisa Nezek. The Maisa of Chersho redefines the Gavra Hamazik, and he's paying kineged the definition of the Maisa Hezek in terms of the Gavra Hamazik. So which is the which Maisa is the definitive Maisa of what this guy is to this Nizak? The Maisa of Chersho. So it removes the other actions as qualifying the Gavra. That's what I'm learning.
I mean, the Rashi is not saying that every single time. He might agree with the Rashi, but everyone else is just when he has Maisa.
Yeah, the case is Chersho. That's the case. The case is Chersho.
That's what I said. You want to make it.
Right, I know what you're doing.